Somebody summarise, and this is just a summary because, as Andy says, we've touched upon this a number of times, but I need you to get this stuff. We're going to spend almost all the day on online marketing. We've done a lot of offline marketing in our last workshop. But unless you get this and that it applies to both types of marketing, the online marketing, you go to Twitter and tweet and Facebook and, you know, you're going to build websites and it's going to be a complete and total waste of your time and money. And you're going to be really upset in a year's time having spent X thousand pounds on a website, which is beautifully designed and has got videos on and little bells that, you know, ring when you pull it and, you know, you download, and you still won't understand why your business hasn't changed because the website looks the biz. Because you just don't get the basics, and some of you are really getting this so well. I'm watching you and standing back and thinking, this is so exciting. I wish I'd been this good. So tell me what page 7 means. Have a bash. Go on, Stuart.
This is what clients are thinking. In other words, they're not interested in products. What they want is a solution to a problem they perceive.
Let me just stop Stuart there, sorry. What Stephen touched upon, but I didn't clarify for you, was he used the word, the horrendous word, product, to a set of sophisticated, intelligent financial advisors who are trying to desperately get away from products. I stuck the word product on the page. Someone clear that one out of the way before we move on. What do I mean by product?
Service.
Yeah. So our term in the advisor gym for this is our sophisticated, complex service. But we've learned to package it in such a way that it's very crisp, very clear, very succinct and easily understood, almost as if it was a shrink wrap product in a box. It's that crisp. Yeah? And the price is that clear as well. I read the recent article from Dennis Hall. I like Dennis Hall a lot, of Yellowtail. And all the people that responded to him, Barry Horner and, you know, Gene and Adam Young, all telling the 55,000 different ways of charging fees. And I looked at them and I thought, blimey, that's hard work. You know, I want to talk to some of them because you're just working too hard, guys. It's not that complex. Crisp, clear, were the three words. Clarity, simplicity, consistency. Clarity, simplicity. Your pricing should be clear, simple and consistent. Don't complicate things that annoys the consumer. Okay, sorry, Stuart, you were so in flow there, completely destroyed you.
So, again, looking at value, we've touched on pricing, clear, consistent, simple. Yes, it does what I want, therefore I'll go ahead. Again, if a client wants information, they want to know things, they're not interested in the packaging or the persuasion. They're wanting to know that you understand their problem and that you're a solution for that problem that's value, and they can access that. They know how to get to you to, so you can put the solution into their problem.
Okay, very good. Promotion. We talk about promoting our service. What do they say?
They generally ask their friends or people in a similar position. Referrals to be referred, so it sort of access that they're prepared to step over the barrier that we've created because the access is to them and it's not to other people. In other words, they see that we're specialists in a market and they see themselves as being there and wanting access to what we have, so it's them wanting access to us rather than responding to a promotion.
Okay, very good. So what we're trying to do here is just say, look, do you understand how they think? When you're running around promoting yourself, they're asking the question, how are you going to reach me? How are you going to get to me? So we're going to talk about niche marketing in just a second. Many of you ask the question when you first meet with me, so how do I get to this market? How do I access them? And that's a critical question. You have to find, if you're going to choose to work with a certain type of person, you better work out how to access them without costing yourself a lot of money, how to access them easily. If your market that you've chosen to work with cannot be accessed easily, you've probably got the wrong market. If you don't know how to get to them, you might need to rethink your marketing. How do you get to them? How do you access them? And we'll talk about persuasion a bit more later on, but they need to feel that you have empathy with their life and their situations. They don't want empathy with your service. They don't care about your service. They might end up loving you. They really don't care about your service. They want to know, do you understand me and my life? And does your service deal with that? But don't tell me how wonderful your service is, because frankly, in about 3.5 seconds, I'm bored. Seriously bored. Because it is seriously boring. I just want to know, can you solve my life problems? Do you get me? Do you empathise with my situation? This is going to become, this is not, you know, esoteric theory. This is about hard, practical stuff. Okay, so take all that, and I want you to take no more than 10 minutes on page 8. I want you to think about the people that you're trying to target, and I want you to work through page 8. You can talk to each other, share ideas, but this is how you're going to start thinking about, how do I communicate with this market I'm trying to talk to? Do I understand their problems? Step 1. Can I actually communicate it in writing? If you can't, you have a problem, not them. Does that make sense? So have a bash. Think about the people you'd really like to work with, even if you've not defined it that clearly yet. But the sort of people, think about their problems and write it in step 1. Think about what could happen if they just found the solution and put that in step 2. And then work it through. Work it through. Help each other out. We've done this twice before within marketing strategy. Those that have done it, help those that haven't. Don't let them struggle. Okay, I have an idea. Let's make this easier and quicker for you. You ready? Let me define the ideal client so that everybody's working on the same page. That way you won't be wrestling them. Ready? The ideal client that you're going to be talking to in this exercise is, they're 53 years of age, male. They own a small business. It turns over £1.5 million a year. They have 7 staff. It's quite a successful little business. He's married, but only just. Spends 60 to 70 hours a week at work, sometimes Saturdays and Sundays. His youngest child is 20. His oldest child is 29. They're both girls. The youngest one's at uni. His technical director is threatening to walk out with his PA.
Is this you, David?
He has ulcers. You'd have ulcers too. That's your market. Go. Right, stop for a second. Stop for a second. Stop for a second. Let's
cut out the chapel.
Let's see why some of you are struggling with this and why some it just clicked. It's got nothing to do with intellect. Has everything to do with the way in which you think. And this is not... Many of you meet with me in discovery meetings or in the first couple of months of working together. And what you want is a template and some material and some mechanical things to do. Tell me what to do. My challenge is getting you to stop doing and start thinking straight. That's my biggest challenge. And many of you get very frustrated with me and very impatient. I just, give me more things to do. I've got, you know, I don't think I'm going fast enough. And the challenge is, I just have to get you to stop and start thinking afresh, thinking anew. And I tell you the biggest problem, the more intelligent you are, the harder I wrestle with you. If I was fit, I probably wouldn't need you in the first place. It's because you developed a way of thinking. Now, some of you got to the bottom of the page, and some of you still struggling with the first thing, and it's this one that either breaks through or breaks the back of the advisor. This ability to see the problems and make the connection between, am I really in a position to help with these problems? And if I can't, is there anything I can do about that situation? So, let's look at some of the problems of this particular male and let's see how inventive and creative and how broad thinking you can be before you then start including the money skills and the planning skills that you've all developed, okay? It's that link that's scary. It's that link that gets most of you. So what are the problems that you've listed so far of this person? I've told you his situation. Now tell me what problems you think he's wrestling with. And then talk to me about your professional skills. And then let's see if we can link the two. That's the gap, isn't it? That's where you're really, really struggling. Tell me about the problems. Start with this table. What problems have you identified that he has in his life?
He works too many hours,
so he's completely imbalanced. There's a balance problem here. And that may be with the way he thinks and his fears and okay. What else?
Staff problems.
Yeah, he's got staff problems. He may lose two members of his staff any minute or have to sack one of them. Happens all the time in business.
And that's a high percentage of his workforce.
And that's a high percentage of seven people, yeah. And that's a huge recruitment problem, replacement problem. Then the consumers, the clients become wobbly. What's going on? Our problems not being dealt with. You're not delivering stuff you promised, blah, 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 blah. And suddenly his whole business is in trouble. He's got all these problems. What else has he got?
It's affecting his family life.
Yeah. What about his family life? Tell me about how that might be, John.
He's not got one. Well, he hasn't got one. He just seems to spend any time with his family.
So what could be the end result of this?
Marital breakdown.
Yeah? He can end up with a divorce, and it could be very ugly. Which might end in what sort of problems for him?
She might want part of his business.
Financial.
Yeah. There's some huge financial problems. You know, he hasn't addressed yet.
Yeah.
Okay, what other problems does he have?
Health problems.
Health problems. He's got some health problems.
He's already at capacity, isn't he? He's at capacity.
At capacity in what sense, Alan?
Everything.
Yeah.
He's about to explode.
Yes, he's going to explode. And the whole thing is going to blow up in his face. He may end up losing the business as well as his family. This table, what other problems does he have?
Drink
What do you perceive him as having problems? What might he really want to do?
I want to get off the treadmill.
Yeah. Just stop. I've got to get off this. Yeah. But what?
I don't know how.
Doesn't hurt him.
Yeah. I don't know how or...
Don't know what he needs, maybe, to get out.
Don't know where to start.
I can't afford to. Don't know where to start. Don't know how to plan this. Don't know how to exit. Who will buy the business? So all this could end up being, you know, a business exit problem. I just don't know how to do this, or whether I can even afford to, or if I will ever be able to afford to. Your table, Paul.
That was mine.
Okay. The exit.
Yeah, the exit strategy. Yeah.
Don't know how to do it.
Quite a common one, that.
Yeah, because you can imagine he probably wants out. He's probably had enough. He probably doesn't know what's going to happen.
Well, exactly. He probably wants out, but because he's only got a small staff, he'll be quite close to it. So we want to make sure that he doesn't just sell it and someone just shuts that business down. He might want to leave a legacy.
Absolutely.
He gets quite close as well.
Okay.
That kind of business might not have a lot of value anyway. True. Because he's key to it. The minute he walks out the door, the business will
sell. He may have not built it for sale. Yeah. He may have not structured it that it's saleable. He might have done. But he may not have done. It's likely he's probably not thought that one through. Okay, any other problems this man might face? We're spending a lot of time on this, but you know what? You can build all the websites in the world. You can tweet till you're drunk. It won't help unless you get this.
Confidence to make decisions. The confidence to make life-changing decisions.
Yeah, I mean, are you saying that he has no confidence, or...?
Basically.
Yeah. He's probably frightened, isn't he? He's probably fears making life-changing decisions. So...
He's probably never clarified his aspirations.
Yeah. Do you mean he has something that's not clear, or he doesn't have any? What do you think?
A lot of people in that situation, the business just grows and grows without any sort of visualisation of what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
And he's obviously at that point.
And he could be in that situation. Now, he might be clear, but he might be totally at loss. He may be unable to answer the question. What do you want?
He needs to work on the business, not in it.
He needs to do that.
He needs to work on himself.
Yeah, he's the problem, isn't he? The business is not the problem. He's the problem. And he may not be able to answer the question. What do you want? He may just sit there and stare at you and probably burst into tears. I mean, you know, he's like, I don't know what I want. If I knew what I want, I wouldn't be in this mess. Now, you walk in there with a series of professional skills first before you talk about your sophisticated service, which is packaged like a product. Can you help this man? So anything you know that can help this man in your professional skill set? Andy?
Yeah, just by listening to him and finding out what he really wants.
Okay, then, carry on from there, Andy. How that might that help him?
Give him some clarity as to what sort of life he wants, whether he wants to continue working in this business, business that's evolved, changed. Does he want to be with his wife? Does he really want
clarify the position where he is at the moment, which we've done here, from what you've told us,
right?
And ask him ask him all the right questions to say, do you want this to change? Do you feel you want to free up more time? Would you like to be able to free up more time? Would you like to be healthier? Or would you like to maybe help some advice on running your business? Ask him questions. Would he be willing to do various things and see what his answers are?
Okay, then, Andy and John, let me just challenge you there. He opens up to you and he tells you as much as he knows that he's able to tell you, because maybe he hasn't never articulated any of this yet to any human being, certainly not to his wife. Who else has he got to talk to? He can't tell the staff. His co-director's messing about. Not interested anymore, and the blokes down the pub think he's going off his rocker. You're the first human being who can ever talk to him like this. But let me ask you this honestly. What do you then do once you've got that information? What do you do? Say, or do you fancy a pension now?
I think you've got to take that information and somehow then create a structure and a platform for it to move forward, strategy basically.
Yeah.
Products come at the end, they're just, as you've been telling us the last few months, but it's actually that clarification of what you're trying to achieve, what is the lifetime aspiration.
John, John's just jumping up and down here. John.
I actually want to hear the answer to these questions, and you've got to decide as an individual whether or not you can actually help him.
Yeah.
Whether he is actually going to listen to what you say, whether he's a lost cause, how much of your time is he going to take up, and how are you going to work with him, and can you work with him?
Yeah.
You've got to make that decision before you leap into answering all his questions. Because the last thing you want is to find that he spends half his life phoning you, thinking that suddenly you're the person that sorts it, who's going to sort everything out for him. When, you know, you want to sort out quite a lot, you can try and guide him, but I think some of the problems he's going to have might not be within your remit to sort out.
I think that's really interesting. What's wonderful about this situation and you being financial advisors and planners is that at least you're listening to him, and I guarantee you nobody else is. You have a tremendously privileged position. You then have to make a decision. In my current professional skills, where can I help him? Could I help him with exit strategy? Do I know how to do that? If I don't, then can I find someone who does know? And there are loads of them around, specialists in exit strategy. They're all over the internet. They're all over networking business groups. They're always there. Can I help him clarify what he would need to do in cash flow terms in order to get out of this business? What would he need to get out? Would he need a capital lump sum, or would he really just need an income? And where would that income come from? And if you're doing cash flow projections, that's a fairly straightforward exercise for you. If you're not, that's a real struggle, because you're making it up. So when you become a financial advisor in today's market, meeting people like this, you know, he's just not going to buy a product, but he will buy your product if your service says, you know what, I can at least help you understand what's wrong here and what could be done. Question number two, what could be done? And then we'll decide whether I'm the person that should help you in all of these areas or only some of them. Now, if you're a life planner, you really are on strong ground here, because you know exactly where your skill set starts and stops. You know what you're not confident at being able to do, and you know who to call in order to make sure that these things are at least worked on. If you're just a financial advisor and not done life planning, this becomes a bit more of a struggle. But at least you do know, from an integrity point of view, I can help you structure a plan. Maybe we can get other professionals to help in this process, but I can help you at least lay down on paper, what do you want? And what would it take to get out of this business if that's what you want to do? I can help you cash flow project that. I can help you structure that. I can help you put the underpinning financial structure to show you what could be done if you're a financial advisor. If you're a life planner, as Andy's becoming, then you can go a bit deeper than that. Yeah? Andy Nevitt. But what's beautiful about this is recognising that we've never ever in all of this conversation talked about long-term care, key man insurance, pensions and SIPs, mortgage. I mean, it's just irrelevant. You start with where they are, not where you are, and then you ask yourself the question, do I have the skills to help in any of these areas or only some of them? And I guarantee you, if you know how to think clearly as a financial advisor, let alone life planner, you can at least help him draw up the structure. For example, supposing he doesn't have the money to exit, it would not take a lot of professional skills to work out what he would need to exit. You can work out what his incomes and outgoings are, what would happen if he got divorced, what would happen if he stayed together with his wife, what his expenditure needs are per month. Well, then you can work out very easily what he needs to exit. Can you see the how this all hangs together. And then you can say to him, well, in order to achieve that financial structure, here are the steps we need to take. But your job is not to walk in there with your solution until you've found out what the problems are. Offline or online, it's the same. And that's what most of your competitors simply do not understand, which is why they fail abysmally when they go online. And this is where online marketing starts. Does that make sense? Are you with me on this? So what Peter said was, we spent ages on page 8, is unless you get this straight, there is no website. You're just wasting your time. So you need to work through this step. Turn over page 9, and you can see that this one thinking exercise is the template. I don't care what business you're in. I don't care whether you're a general broker. I don't care whether you're a estate agent. I don't care what you're in. If you're in a service business, you need to understand the problems first. You need to understand what the possible solutions could be. What's stopping them doing those solutions, and why coming to you would be the answer. And when you work through that on page 8, then everything drives from there. Page 9, your business card, your website, your brochures. Has everybody got a copy of James Cheetham's brochure within the Inner Circle? Yeah? Have a look at the first page again. It's got nothing to do with pensions and insurance. Absolutely nothing. Okay, do you want to drop me an email on that? James Cheetham. Drop me an email saying, can I have James Cheetham's brochure, and I'll send it to you as an attachment to an email. Took him a while to get his head around it. Took a few passes through myself, but eventually worked out. What do you think the one problem of a GPs is? What's the main problem of a general practitioner? Single main problem.
You're not directing your arrow at one target.
Okay, I'm looking at his client base now, who are GPs. What are their one problem? What's their biggest problem in life, being a GP or even a hospital consultant? The biggest single problem they've got that causes the third highest suicide rate in this country, sorry, the second highest suicide rate in this country.
Stress.
Caused by? Time. Time. So he just talks about stress and time, stress and time, stress and time. And then he talks about planning. And he ends the page on this little thought about planning. And they're kind of intrigued what will happen on the next page, because he's introduced this potential solution called planning. And they wonder where this is going. And he kind of cliffhangs them. It's called a cliffhanger phrase. And he takes them on to the next page. Does that make sense? Okay.